MSM is no more toxic than water. You cannot overdose or hurt yourself, because every 12 hours, what you don't retain semi-permanently within your cells flushes, cleaning the free radicals and foreign proteins out of your bloodstream. It's so efficient on this, normally allergies to foods and pollens are gone in about 4 days. MSM is used as an anti-venom. When a snake bites a horse or a dog, they can't tell you what type of snake, and the wrong anti-venom, they accidentally kill the animal. So they inject MSM around the snake bite that locks up the foreign protein and flushes it out of the system, so that's the end of it. This is why our lotion, which is made out of almonds, apricots, aloe vera, and jojoba, has MSM in it, and it neutralizes the poison of a mosquito bite, flea bite, bee sting, brown recluse, black widow, and rattlesnake. Usually in 5 minutes, the pain is gone. In 20 minutes, the swelling's gone. Calendula and Melaleuca in the lotion kill funguses around fingernails, athlete's foot, and ringworm. Then with the MSM in it, it does the same thing as the aloe vera juice does. When they put it in a burn, it takes the sting out and you don't blister or scar. You put it in an open cut, tape it together, and the next morning it's all tacked together. It accelerates healing that fast. Brown spots, black spots, little skin tumors go away, and it puts flexibility in the tissue. So wrinkles start flowing down and going away. Brown spots, black spots, skin tumors, skin flaps go away. So the lotion is extremely healing, and because it leaves you soft and moist for 3 hours, people use it for an overall body lotion. The MSM opens up those cells and permits the toxins to come out and nutrition again in. It can happen so rapidly that sometimes all these toxins hit the poor little kidneys at the same time. This overloads them, and the people go into what is referred to as a healing crisis. This is caused by the body not being able to permit itself to perspire anymore. The tissues become so leathery that without the moisture to be able to go through the pores of skin as perspiration, these toxins are not being sweated out of the body, and they overload the kidneys. If we can encourage the body to sweat, we can bypass these kidneys and get rid of the toxins through our skin. So if they do get a healing crisis, this is because the people have lost their ability to perspire because of lack of MSM. Their skin is too leathery, and they're not getting rid of the toxins through their skin. So we often recommend they get into a bathtub and slowly raise the temperature as their body adjusts to it so that they begin to perspire. Now, to permit a one-way pump effect, if they use a cup of apple cider vinegar, Epsom salts, or baking soda to leach the poisons out through the skin, then it clears this up quite rapidly. The reason we ask for those particular items is the apple cider vinegar is an acid, and it neutralizes all the alkaline type poisons. The baking soda neutralizes the acid type of poisons. So if you use them both at the same time, they neutralize each other and it doesn't work. Now for Alzheimer's, a lot of times this is aluminum or lithium buildup in the brain. The brain barrier has become leathery and is not permitting nutrition and toxins to go through it easily. So the aluminum lays across the nerve ending, short-circuiting like electrical wires, and electricity is going to the wrong cells. Mrs. Weir hadn't spoken to her husband for 6 years. They lived four houses from the naturopathic college, so the big game was for the students at lunchtime to go over and play with Mrs. Weir. Her husband bathed her, fed her, put her to sleep at night. Finally, a young student listened and gave her MSM for 2 weeks. This made the brain barrier permeable or leaky, so the aluminum could move out into the bloodstream. Of course, it'll only transfer through the membrane as long as there's a pressure or a volume differential. Once it's equalized on both sides, we had to make a one-way pump out of it, and in this case, we used 3/4 of a cup of Clorox in the bath water, because it leaches onto the aluminum the best that I know of. After a 20-minute soak, she got out of the bathtub and said, "Gee, I feel better." 2 weeks later, he called up and said, "Boy, she's getting bitchy. I can't clean house, cook, do anything right anymore. She's taken over. I've got a wife back." The last I heard, they were on a trip around the United States so she could get kind of caught up with what she had missed. Now, as far as being an allergic reaction or reacting with any other kind of medication, if you're allergic to penicillin, Motrin, or steroid-type arthritic drugs, if you take MSM an hour before, you become drug tolerant. MSM is just a food. It normalizes the body so it uses medications properly. For instance, if you took an aspirin and then ate an apricot, you wouldn't really expect the apricot to have any effect on the aspirin. But if you took alcohol, which is a poison, with the aspirin, which is a poison, they can react together and you can get a bad reaction to it. Now, some of us are mega-dosing with vitamins. And part of the reason is a lot of your vitamins and pills are sulfur bonders. The list goes something like this: pantothenic acid, selenium, calcium, manganese, germanium, CoQ10, vitamins A, C, D, E. All of your inner enzymes and all amino acids are sulfur bonders. Some person comes in with symptoms, you give them a little magnesium, it helps. The next person, it didn't seem to work very well. That's because they didn't have enough MSM in their body to utilize it. Now, some of the other vitamins and minerals that may or may not be sulfur bonders, doesn't matter if the cell is so leathery it can't get in and the toxins can't get out, they're going to go right through you. They're not going to do you any good. They have to get into the cell. So MSM accentuates all nutrition, no matter what it is, because it permits the toxins out and gets the nutrition in. It's a food. Now, you have acid in your stomach that breaks your food particles down into small particles. You have a bacteria that lives in there that turns those particles into a soup. They go through the colon walls and their nutrition. When something upsets the metabolism completely and you are not digesting the food properly, either from lots of antibiotics killing down the acidophilus, or the body's pH gets out of balance, you have a yeast that lives in the colon called Candida. You cannot live without it, but it can only live in the colon because that's the only place where the pH is normal for it to exist. When the pH is wrong and the Candida is hungry, it starts spreading. It gets in the vagina and the women have a yeast infection. That's Candida. The white coating on people's tongues when they're sick is the Candida yeast actually growing on the tongue. When it gets in the ears and the eyes, they call it thrush. That's Candida. When it gets in the brain, it keeps the pH out of balance and causes nerves to trigger uncontrollably. Then it's called epilepsy. When it gets in the bloodstream, you eat food, you digest it, it goes in the blood, and the Candida steals it. Then it's called chronic fatigue, an incurable disease. I love a doctor to tell you that you have 6 months to live, because he's saying, everybody that has your symptoms I treat die. So I know what's going to happen. So if you put your life in my hands and do exactly what I tell you to do, you're not going to have to worry about a will. I'll have all your money, and you can't sue me because I'm going to keep my promise. I want a second opinion. I want them to say, you got 40 years, and this is what we need to do. And sure, we're sure going to give it a good try. And if we miss it, at least we tried. When the candida is stealing the nutrition out of your bloodstream, the glands are not getting the vitamins and minerals they need, so they begin to malfunction, and they're not controlling your chemical production properly, so you develop allergies to foods, pollens, and fragrances, and you don't have any energy. At this point, it's often called chronic fatigue, an incurable disease. There is no such thing, or we'd have all died 6,000 years ago. But the toxins created by the candida on top of your toxins can simulate 80 different diseases you don't have. When the candida simulates strep throat, the doctors give you an antibiotic that kills down the acidophilus so the pH stays out of balance and the candida runs rampant. Then it simulates pneumonia, and the doctor gives you another antibiotic. Then a sinus infection. Every 3-4 weeks, the people have a cold, flu. They have something that just makes them feel terrible, and it works away on their nerves. Now, candida is a living yeast, and it can turn any bread you eat directly into blood alcohol. In Ripley's Believe It or Not, in 1890, there was a man that could eat 10 slices of bread and fall down drunk. He had a bad candida yeast infection. Now, blood alcohol is a blood sugar. When the body has adjusted to high blood sugar content and it suddenly drops, you go into a mood swing like a diabetic. So you crave sugar, candy, or alcohol to kick up your blood sugar so you feel better. This is why the bars have lots of pretzels, breadsticks, and popcorn around for their patrons, because it keeps their blood sugar high and makes them feel good. Now, if you want to check somebody for candida, put out a potato chip, corn kernel, or a piece of cookie. Turn your back. They'll steal it. They crave something. They don't know what they crave. All they know is that the bread products make them feel a little bit better. When they're driving, they often have soda pops, candy, potato chips, corn kernels surrounding them, and they're munching on them all the time. At night, when they sit down to watch TV, they bring out their beer, their donuts, the cupcakes, and so forth to feed the candida yeast infection. Now think of your body this way. Mosquitoes don't make swamps. Swamps don't make mosquitoes, but without a swamp you don't have them, because that's the breeding ground. A fly swatter can beat the mosquitoes into submission until your arm gets tired and then they're going to overwhelm you, unless you drain the swamp. Killing mosquitoes is treating symptom. Drain the swamp is getting rid of problem. So why worry about treating the symptoms of an allergy? Drain the swamp, and your problems all go away because all the symptoms disappear. Now, the Lord made the bacteria, He made the pollens, and He made the insects, and He made the viruses and parasites. And we've lived with them for 6,000 years. Now, when I used to be so allergic to pollens, I used to pop 8 pills a day for hay fever. My aspirin was down to once every 20 minutes to breathe. I was so addicted to it. I used to say, boy, if we could get rid of all the pollens, look at all the suffering we'd save. Right. Get rid of all the pollens, all life goes away, and there's nobody here to suffer. That is not a good answer. You drain the swamp, and the body starts functioning properly, and your allergies go away. Think of your body in this manner here. The bacteria don't bother, and they live with you until the body becomes a swamp, and then they overwhelm you. Antibiotics are a fly swatter, because when it wears off, they're going to overwhelm you again unless you drain the swamp and stop the breeding ground for the bacteria. Well, when the body's pH goes normal, Candida cannot live except in the colon where it belongs, and it dies out, and you have no more Candida problem. Then people start doing real weird things. They get in their car at night and they go looking for fruit stands. Have you ever eaten a ripe grapefruit that just fell off the tree? They're sweeter than any orange you ever ate. You cannot get by with one. You've got to have at least two, and you lick all the juice off your fingers. That's food. That's nutrition. The starches, only in the last couple of days of ripening, turn to sugar, flavor, and color. If it did it too soon, the mosquitoes and the bugs would eat it, and it would never get a chance to mature. So if the bugs don't want it, you shouldn't. When you buy a tomato that's so green that you can play ping pong with it and not dent it, keep it in a warehouse for 6 months, put a gas in there, it turns it red. You put it on your sandwich, you bite into it, and you think somebody left a piece of paper in there somewhere. You're sorry you brought it home, let alone slicing it, because that is not food. It's only those last couple of days of ripening when it really ripens and you get your nutrition out of it. So that's why we go looking for fruit stands. We want the fruit as close to being able to pick it off the tree as we can get it. Even if we could pick it ourselves, we'd appreciate it. Because that's when you inhale your peaches, you inhale your cherries, you inhale your food. And you love it. It tastes good to you and you crave it. That's the way it should be. When you have a sinus infection, you have a lot of mucus coming down because that's the inside skin of your body. If you stop the mucus by antihistamines, it opens up your body for a bacterial invasion. But in the mucus is a lot of irritants and infection. If you take a half teaspoon of MSM, half teaspoon of salt, and an option is 2 aspirin and put it in a half glass of warm water and dissolve it. Then take a rubber syringe with a little point on it, stick it in your nostril and squeeze it so it goes up in the sinuses and comes out the other nostril. This irrigates out the sinuses, flushing out the old mucus, irritants, and infection. The salt disinfects, the MSM heals, and the aspirin shuts down the raw nerves, so it gives you a lot of immediate relief. It also takes the membranes that are swollen and inflamed and permits the fluids to flow through them so the inflammation goes away, making it possible for you to breathe good. Then you take the balance of the water and you gargle with it because the poisons going down your throat are going to give you a sore throat. The salt disinfects, the MSM heals, and the aspirin shuts down the raw nerves again. That way, you get rid of the problem and you don't create bigger problems. Women will use about a tablespoon of MSM in douche water to keep the pH normal so the Candida can't run rampant in that area. So there's a lot of things that the MSM can do, but you've got to learn to think of it as a food. It's only one of your foods. You need other nutrition to go with it, but instead of mega dosing with vitamins and minerals and having most of them just go through you and not do you any good, MSM opens up those cells so that the vitamins can get in. So all you need is very small amounts, the same as you would have gotten your normal foods. You don't have to put them all down the toilet with the hard coatings and the binders that they use on a lot of these things that go right into the sewage plants and are scooped out of the water because they won't break down. You can get most of your nutrition right through your foods, but there, of course, with our soils being a little deficient nowadays, we have to take some supplements, but you're not talking about hundreds to 200 pills. It's only in some areas you need a little bit to be perfectly healthy. Thank you very much for having the patience to listen to me. I hope this makes sense to you. And there's an awful lot to be learned yet, and there's an awful lot we know. So if you do have specific questions and fears, please call us and let us talk you through it and answer your questions. Thank you very much.